So the race begins Monday afternoon with the prologue in Colorado Springs. On Tuesday, cyclists pedal from Salida to Mount Crested Butte. There, freshly swept roads will be awaiting the riders, courtesy of Carl Trujillo and his crew. Trujillo is in charge of race preparations for Mount Crested Butte, and like a lot of folks there, he is into cycling.
Personally, I've gone to watch the Tour de France 3 times. I mean, this is, if you've ever been up here in town, everybody rides bikes. Everybody's into mountain biking. That's a big part of our culture here.
Trujillo says road closures are a reality for Mount Crested Butte during the event.
There's only one way in and out of this town. So, I mean, you got people like Federal Express and UPS and deliveries. You got to make sure they all know ahead of time that they're not going to be able to get into town at a certain time.
On Wednesday, the cyclists face the most difficult stage, up and over 2 12,000-foot passes. It's also the longest stretch at 137 miles. It ends in Aspen. Nancy Leslie, director of special events for the city, says before the riders arrive, kids will get a little taste of the course.
They're going to race, you know, on these closed streets, hopefully with the crowds cheering them on, and cross the finish line just the same as the guys.
On Thursday, the cyclists head to Vail for an uphill time trial. Friday, they ride all the way to Steamboat Springs. Michelle Krasilinik is public relations manager for the chamber there. She says fans can take a side trip to two local bike builders, Moots Cycles and Kent Erickson Cycles.
So there's opportunities for factory tours where you can just see actual workers with their hands and machines coming up with a bike seat post, and just a really, really cool interactive way of getting to know how these bikes that these riders are going to be racing on are built.
Racers spend the night in Steamboat before grinding over Rabbit Ears Pass en route to Breckenridge. The 500-mile race wraps up Sunday when the cyclists tour the mountains around Golden before zipping to the finish line at the state capitol in Denver.